Sprouts News Impact. Infamous Dr. D.Y. Patil Medical College refunds. I-74 Crore. RY-74CR refunded after Sprouts News. Sit probe. Sprouts News triggers PMO action. Students win. College pays. R-74CR Unmesh, Gujarati. Sprouts News exclusive. After relentless efforts by Sprouts News Editor-in-Chief Unmesh Gujarati and whistleblower Dr. Divyansh Dwivedi, Dr. D.Y. Patil Medical College refunded Re 74.38 crore to MBBS students. The illegal fifth-year fee demand was exposed by the Sprouts News investigation team, prompting action from the PMO, NMC, UGC, and Maharashtra government, setting a national precedent. Sprouts News triggers PMO action. In a landmark outcome exposing the deep cracks in India's private medical education system, the infamous Dr. D.Y. Patil Medical College in Pune has refunded R-7438 crore to MBBS students of the 2019 and 2020 batches. The dramatic reversal comes after months of relentless investigation by the Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, coupled with strategic interventions by the Prime Minister's Office, PMO, and the National Medical Commission, NMC. The spotlight on this case marks one of the most significant regulatory enforcements in recent memory, reshaping the future landscape of MBBS fee regulation. Illegal fee demand sparks. Nationwide uproar. Students were illegally coerced into paying a so-called fifth installment of up to ₹32 lakh for their final year MBBS internship, a blatant violation of NMC norms that allow tuition fees only for 4.5 academic years. Those who resisted were allegedly denied admit cards, failed in practicals, and even had internship stipends withheld. A wave of panic gripped students and their families, many of whom had taken heavy loans to meet these unlawful demands. Sprouts SIT, after receiving multiple complaints, invoked RTI queries, gathered fee receipts and internal circulars, and uncovered a deliberate pattern of exploitation by the institution. Sprouts SIT complaint reaches PMO. Triggers national action. Following SIT's exclusive findings, a formal complaint was filed with the PMO in Delhi, supported by fee documents and regulatory provisions. The complaint, PMOPG ID 5932212, included evidence from over 70 affected students and was spearheaded by Dr. Divyansh Dwivedi, an ex-MS surgery resident of the same college, who risked his future to bring truth to light. This led to swift responses from government and regulatory bodies. NMC Chairman Dr. B.N. Gangadhar issued a circular, letter number U29-13-2025 UGMEB, declaring the fifth-year fee void and illegal. UGC's fee, Navaran Cell, ordered refunds. Complaint No. 493 MISC. Health Ministry, via a memo dated June 30, 2025, warned the College of Disciplinary Proceedings. Maharashtra government constituted a three-member probe committee, notification dated May 2, 2025, to examine the scam. Confirmed refunds, R74.38. Crore credited back to students. After months of regulatory heat, the college finally admitted wrongdoing. In an official statement on August 2, 2025, Dean Dr. A. Rekha confirmed that students of the 2019-2020 batches will have the fifth installment refunded. Sprouts SIT has verified bank records that confirm. Batch 2019, R13,37,057 per student, X250 students, R33,42,64,250. Batch 2020, R16,38,496 per student, X250 students, R40,96,24,000. Total refunded, R74,38,98,250. This is the first time a private medical college in India has been forced to repay such a massive amount to MBBS students due to regulatory violation. NMC norms. Prevail. New fee policy in place. Going forward, the college has committed to charging only 6 months of internship fees, as per NMC guidelines. This brings its policy in line with national standards and protects future students from financial exploitation. A revised academic fee structure will be applicable from the 2021 batch onward, effectively abolishing the fifth-year demand altogether. Stakeholders react. Victory for student rights. One of the students who led the campaign, Dr. Divyansh Dwivedi, told Sprouts, This isn't just about money. It's about restoring dignity. The system was broken, and we fixed it using law, truth, and persistence. NMC Chairman Dr. Gangadhar added, "Medical education must not be monetized beyond reason. This refund is a clear message to all private institutions." Pending justice, legal regulatory follow-up demanded. While the refunds are a significant milestone, the case is far from over. Students and academic watchdogs now demand criminal investigation into college management for harassment and financial fraud, immediate release of MBBS degrees and pending stipends, nationwide fee audit of private and deemed universities by NMC, UGC, and CAG Sprout SIT, is actively tracking further developments and will file additional complaints if delays or obstruction of justice are observed. Official documents reviewed by Sprouts SIT Sprouts. News investigation team has reviewed and authenticated the following. PMOPG complaint ID 59321. NMC directive. Letter no. U29-13-2025. UGMEB. UGC refund. Order complaint number 493 Hayamiski. Health Ministry. Memo. Dated 30-06-2025. Maharashtragovt. Notification. Dated 2-05-2025. These files are available with our legal and editorial desks for reference and possible judicial follow-up. Landmark accountability in private medical education. This case has now become a textbook example of how media-led investigation, whistleblower courage, and multi-agency collaboration can dismantle long-standing exploitation. The once infamous Dr. D.Y. Patil Medical College, under scrutiny from national regulators and the public eye, now stands as a cautionary tale for all private universities operating beyond legal bounds.